For centuries, snake charmers were enduring symbols of India. But the community has been virtually forgotten in a modernizing country, now known better for its computer engineers and software industry. On a sunny winter day, the hypnotic melody of the snake charmer's flute echoes across a crafts bazaar in the Indian capital. But no snakes are swaying to the rhythm. Only a small group of Indian and foreign tourists listen to the entrancing music played by former snake charmers. Snake charming was banned 3 decades ago as part of efforts to protect India's steadily depleting wildlife. Despite the laws, the nomadic community continued its trade for many years. But stricter implementation of the ban has now forced them to abandon their occupation. That has left tens of thousands of snake charmers struggling for existence and the culture at risk of extinction. So the Wildlife Trust of India began to explore livelihood options for the community that preserve some of their traditions. Bahar Dutt at Wildlife Trust is leading the project. She says the snake charmer's music is the most vibrant part of the community's culture, and many of them have formed small musical groups.
They basically form a musical band of 7 people, and they all use these different instruments which they make themselves, and they go and perform at weddings, at festivals. It was their sort of response to changing times, and we've just been trying to carry it forward, make it more savvy to the market where they can even perform at tourist places.
The strategy has paid dividends. Their haunting melodies have won some of these charmer musical groups a handful of invitations from places as far away as Israel and Taiwan. Shishnath Sapera is a former snake charmer living on the outskirts of Delhi in what was once a snake charmer's village. At one time, tourist buses stopped here frequently to watch cobras swaying to the music. But with the ban, the tourists and incomes are gone, and it is now a squalid settlement. Shishnath says the musical performances only provide sporadic work and he misses his old life.
Our children play with snakes the way other children play with toys. We told people stories about snakes, caught snakes from their homes, and told them how to save themselves from snake bite.
But many younger members of the community are desperate to move on to another life. 30-year-old Balinath Chauhan says his uncle insisted he go to school, and he is glad.
He told me I must change with the times. I trained as an electrician and want a loan to start my own business. I do not want to do what my parents did.
But for the older generation, a completely new life is not so easy. And the Wildlife Trust recognizes it is necessary to build on skills already there. Snake charmers' traditions extend beyond music. Bahar Dutt says the community has extensive knowledge about medicinal herbs and plants, gathered over generations during their trips to the forest to trap snakes. She says the community basically used the snake as an object to gain people's attention, then sold their medicines to them.
And these are herbal medicines which they used to make themselves. So at the end of a performance, villagers would come forward and snake charmer would dispense the medicines.
A British botanist will now be travelling with Mez Dutt to several snake charmer communities in North India to document and study their age-old knowledge of medicinal herbs. Mez Dutt says they are also exploring the possibility of starting a snake rescue service, especially in towns and farms where snakes frequently enter houses. Such work would help older members of the community, like Shishnath Sapera, who are searching for ways to retain their identity by looking for work related to their trade. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.